to the Dance School Startup Mini Podcast, bringing you bite-sized advice each week to help you at the start of your dance school's journey. My name's Laura Gillam, and I've been a dance teacher for over 20 years and a school owner for over 14 years. I'm so excited to support you on your journey, and I look forward to getting to know you more in the Dance School Startup Facebook group.
Happy Friday, it's Laura here over at Dance School Startup, back today with episode 10. I can't believe it's episode 10 already. Today I'm talking about something that is so important when building a dance school business, and I talk about it a lot in the group. And we're going to talk about building and growing the culture and the community within your school, because it's so, so important for retaining those students. And today I'm joined by an ex-student. Her name is Natasha Thomas. She joined me when she was 10 years old and she is now a professional dancer. And I thought it'd be really nice for you guys to hear her story and hear from her point of view what it's like growing up within a dance school. So hi, Tash.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Why don't you just introduce yourself to everyone? You know, tell us a bit about you and what you've been up to since you left Gillam.
So as Laura said, joined Gillam when I was 10 years old and I left when I was 18. So I was there for about 8 years, full on training every single day. Graduated, I think it was in 2018. And then I went to the Erdang Academy for 3 years. I did a diploma there and then I graduated in 2020. So into the pandemic, which wasn't great. But I've been lucky enough to perform with Camila Cabello at the Global Awards. And then since I've done a couple of music videos and stuff, obviously it was in COVID, so there wasn't that much I could do. And then I am going into a show which was supposed to happen last year in 2020, but obviously it's been postponed and is happening this summer. I don't really know if I'm allowed to say. The casting hasn't been announced yet, but that'd be exciting.
Let's just say you've been cast in a leading role in a West End show.
Yeah, let's just leave it there.
And so obviously, as we said, you started when you were 10 and when you joined us. So, you know, what are your fondest memories of growing up in a dance school?
It's hard. There's so many. I think for me, the best times were, obviously I was part of the performance team. So the competitions, I think, were one of my favourite things, especially when we did Blackpool and stuff, because we were literally like a family, to be honest. Like everyone was like my sisters. I spent more time with them than I did with my actual family. So we used to go away, travel, stay over. Yeah, competitions were brilliant, shows as well. But then also, you know, the normal dance classes in the week, like there were so many funny memories that we had. Like as much as we were serious, we did still, you know, have a laugh, which was great. Even just the breaks, I feel like I don't have a particular one. I think it was just being with everyone and just you're creating memories every single day, even stupid things like when it was so hot and we were in our point shoes outside taking pictures in the sun, like little things like that you just cherish. So
people that are like-minded, aren't you? So when you're at school, you're kind of chucked into a classroom with 30 other people that don't necessarily share your interests. But then when you get to dance school, everybody's in the same page.
Exactly. And it's crazy because those friends that I made there, I literally still see now. We've got a little group and we have a group chat and we, you know, even though we don't all necessarily do the same thing now, we still are so close because I feel like you form such a close bond, you know, because you're with each other every single day. Like you said, you've got the same interests, you're into the same things, and like we all just check up on each other. Even not everyone necessarily went on and became a professional dancer, but everyone's still like, oh my God, what's going on? How are you doing? Which is, it's great. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so what experiences did you have that helped you grow as a person? So not just as a dancer, but, you know, as you've just mentioned, there's a lot of people that will go to dance school and they won't go into the industry. It's just, you know, it's a hobby and it's exercise and it's friendships, like you just said. So what people skills, what life skills do you think you learn?
A lot. I feel weirdly when it comes to dance, it is about you as a dancer, but is that half of dance is you as a person, if that makes any sense. I feel like a big thing for me was confidence. I remember when I first came to Gillam, I literally remember my first day. It was a musical theatre class with Hazel and I walked in and she made me say a line and Laura, my heart was literally, I was having heart palpitations. I was on the floor. I remember it was like Annie or something, and my head was down. And I was so scared to say this line, but you wouldn't think, when I left, you wouldn't think I was that same child, like at all. So I think confidence wise, it's ridiculous. It's amazing. But also, I think in terms of teamwork and learning how to work with people, I mean, you know, you have to learn, like, it's not about being selfish. It's not about you. It's about, you know, learning how to dance with a team, how to communicate with people, how maybe if someone's doing something a bit wrong, to give them advice, but in a nice way. I think it might be on this leg, or, you know, stuff like that, because it's, you don't have like 25 pairs of eyes. You're watching the piece, but obviously we're all part of it. So I think just helping each other, the team spirit, working together, that's another big thing that you carry with you in life.
Yeah. Absolutely. And also, like, I wonder whether there's a lot to be said about, you know, having structure and being told to show up at certain times and not being late, you know, because that they're life skills that are going to, you know, they're important in any job. It doesn't matter what job you go into.
Yeah, discipline, I would say, is such a big thing, especially when it comes to, I feel like our school was very, as much as it was fun, it was still, if you're coming to class, you're there on time, you're working hard while you're there, you know, you're wearing the proper uniform. And that is actually, it's such an important thing, because if you're going to go to a job interview, you're not going to turn up 5 minutes late, or an audition, you're not going to turn up 10 minutes late, not wearing your makeup, not wearing the proper, you know, audition clothing or whatever. So it's something so important. And I think a lot of people don't have discipline, especially people that don't come from dance schools. And I noticed that actually going to college, there were a few people that hadn't, you can tell they hadn't trained at a dance school as such, and the etiquette is like so, it's so different. They had no idea when they went into a ballet class, they didn't get it. And to me, that was alien, because I was so used to, like, you know, we drill it. It's just what it's second nature, isn't it? It's something to definitely, like, you keep up as you go on in life, in everything. And I think that really helped me at college, actually. I was prepared.
Obviously, I mean, you went to Erdang, didn't you?
Yeah.
And how was the culture there in comparison to the culture at a dance school?
It's so different. So my actual class, I would say, was kind of similar to being at Gillam, because they were like my family, but it's totally different in terms of, it's kind of every man for themselves. You're not nurtured, and you're not, you kind of try and help us and put our best foot forward and, you know, help us in terms of that. But when you go to college, you're sort of left on your own. You've got to do it for yourself. You kind of have to put your blinkers on, and you can't be distracted. And also, I think another big thing is, you're kind of like a little fish in a big pond. Some people sink, some people swim. Because when you go there, a lot of people are used to being the best in their dance school, and you go there and you're not. But for me, I loved it, because I was like, yes, I'm not the best at commercial, and I'm standing next to my friend who, she's just dancing with Little Mix. And I'm like, yeah, okay, let me be like her. And then in jazz, I'm next to my friend who's literally won all these titles in South Africa, and her leg goes over her head, and I'm like, yeah, she can do 15 pirouettes. I can do 15 pirouettes. And I think it's hard, because, again, it's just about having self-discipline and being, I think you have to really believe in yourself there. You don't have anyone in your ear, like you guys would coach us and be like, yeah, come on guys. There, that's not said. If you don't want to do the work, you don't have to do the work, but ultimately you're the one that's not going to book the jobs. And I think that's what people struggle with. And you might get, you know, you might get given things to work on, but people aren't always cheering you on. I think that's what a lot of people struggle with. That's the difference. It's a lot more independent rather than having a mentor. I feel like at a dance school, you have a mentor, and, you know, you try and bring the best out in us. But when you're there, it's literally down to you and yourself, which can be hard.
That being, when you were at dance school, you learn any skills to deal with disappointment and to deal with, you know, like the whole comparison, you know, do you feel like in a dance school situation, do you think that that can give you the tools that you need?
Definitely. I think you guys did it really well, because as much as you would give us compliments, I liked the fact that not every lesson, you weren't going to always be like, Tasha, great leg, you know, what's the point in you telling me everything's good, because I'm not actually going to improve. You would give me, you know, constructive criticism, but in a nice way. So I think that helps you want to push on, and that it kind of gets you used to, when you go to dance college, you're not going to be praised every 10 seconds. Obviously, I'm not sure about every dance school, but I feel like that's how ours worked. But also, definitely in terms of comparison, I feel like we had a very, like, close-knit group, and there were a few of us who wanted to go into it. And I think from doing things like competitions, and sometimes we do solos, and we did like the in-house competition where we did solos and stuff. And I think that's another good way for students to learn, like, it's okay not to win. You're not always going to win, and it's okay, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but in a positive way. So it pushes you to improve and work harder. It doesn't make you feel defeated. And I think it's good to learn that then in a more positive environment, because I wouldn't say dance college is necessarily always as positive.
So as a dance school, our job is to nurture, like you said earlier. So as a business owner, obviously for me, I think culture and community that you create is so, so important. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the culture and community that you experienced?
I feel like I've touched on it already, but I would say it's like a family. It was so supportive. I loved being there. Like, it's crazy because I was literally there more than I was at my actual home. I knew, like, I was closer to you guys than I was with my family, to be honest. And I think the fact that you didn't only, you know, you provided a very safe space for us to learn, but also, like, that aside, if anyone had any problems in day-to-day life, you were a support system for people, which I think is a very important thing. It's important for people to feel safe when they're there and to feel comfortable to talk to you guys. I know that's obviously not your job as such, but I think it really did help. Obviously, sometimes people are going through things and they can't necessarily, you know, speak to their family about it. So that was a huge, huge part of it. But definitely the whole family culture of it. I mean, we mixed a lot, like the older groups and the younger groups, which was nice because the older girls would always help the younger girls. And it was like, we all looked up to the older girls. And then one day I was an older girl, and it's so nice to just mix, help each other. But that's definitely, I would say, the biggest thing. We were such a family.
I'm really glad you said that, because I was talking in the group the other day about what was the most important thing to me about the culture, and you just said it. And I've not prompted you on any of this. And my most important thing when I wanted to develop the culture in my school was making sure that all age groups knew each other and no one was intimidated. So, you know, for example, I always made sure that young classes were on the same day as senior classes, so that you'd mix in the reception area, you know, have a mixed team, so that kids that would dance with older kids. You know, when we did things like Royal Albert Hall, we had really young kids in that, all the way through to sort of, you know, late teens. But those opportunities, allowing it for all age groups, really does help to build that. So I'm actually really glad.
That's crazy. I actually didn't even know that you thought that. But I think that is such a big thing. And you make friendships for life. Like, even with the younger ones, like Grace was literally like my mini me. And, you know, she's doing amazing. She's doing amazing things now. But, like, it's brilliant. And because it inspires you as well. I remember being younger and watching, you know, the senior team at competitions when we'd go and we'd watch, and I was like, oh my god, I want to be like them. Like, and then when they talk to you, you're like, oh my god. So it's so nice, I think, you know, to mix, and we all just helped each other. Like, there were sections where I was with like a 10-year-old and I was about, I don't know, 17, and it's so great, I think, to be able to mix everyone rather than keep it divided. I think it really does help 100%.
I think as well, like, for younger parents, when they walk into that reception area and they see, you know, the seniors on the floor stretching, putting their point shoes on, chat, the parents then get an opportunity to see what's coming for their kids.
100%.
And, like, 100%. I think for me as a parent, if I wasn't in this industry, if I walked in and saw, you know, a group of girls and boys and they're all laughing and joking and taking pictures and stretching, and they've got their, like, yoga bricks out and they're putting their point shoes on, or they're, you know, they're practicing a dance routine, just seeing that energy is gonna make me feel like it's a community that I want my kids to stay in. It's selling itself completely. You haven't even got to try.
Exactly. Like, they're gonna want to keep their child there because it's such a positive environment. And I think for me, like, it was very important to do something aside from school. I mean, my parents were very into, you all have to do one hobby. I don't care what it is, but you do a hobby, because, like, you're not just going to be sitting on the streets, or, you know. I think that was a thing, which obviously I ended up wanting to go into it professionally. But that is another thing I think that you learn is sacrifice. So there were a lot of times when I couldn't, obviously it was my choice. I chose to be part of the performance team, but I couldn't necessarily go to the sleepovers with my friends, and I couldn't necessarily go out that night or whatever. I think it's brilliant because it teaches you how to manage things, especially along with school. When you're, obviously I was someone who did a lot of classes and I also had homework and I went to a grammar school and I was doing A-level. So I'm doing all of these things, but it teaches you time management, which is so important. Especially, I remember when I got to college, it can be overwhelming. Like, you've got this assignment, that assignment. You've also got ballet at 8:30. You finish at 7. You want to go to class after. You've got rehearsal. You've got this. And it's like, you can become so overwhelmed. But I think at Gillam, I learned already how to do all of that stuff, because obviously I was there full on. Not everyone maybe takes as many classes, but the kids that are there full time. And also, I think you guys were very understanding. If, for example, there was one night where I was like, Laura, I'm so sorry, I've got an exam tomorrow. You were like, it's okay, it's okay. Like, I think that's what makes it nice. Like, it wasn't scary to come up and tell you, oh my gosh, like, I can't, you know, I can't do this or I can't do that. You were very understanding, which I think is so important for the students.
I think that the staff just need to be as approachable as possible, because we do become such a massive part of your lives. And, you know, if we are scary or intimidating, you know, like a headmistress kind of old fashioned vibe, then I just don't think in today's age it works. I think you need to, I think it's important that you have a distance from the students, a professional distance, because it's, you know, when you're older, it can become a friendship. You know, look at us now, we talk all the time, still so in touch. But when you're, you know, when you're kids, our job is to teach you and keep you safe, and there has to be boundaries, but at the same time we need to be there for you, because you know, kids go through so much, like you touched on earlier, especially when you've got GCSEs, A-levels coming up, or if there's something going on at home, you know, just having that that those leadership skills where people can come to you and you can lead from with example and calmly and be approachable. I just think that's such an important point. So it's really good. I'm so pleased that you touched on these things, because especially if we've got any listeners that are like really early days, because we do have some people at the moment listening in that, you know, they haven't even started their school yet. It's due to open perhaps in a couple of weeks or even September, or they might even just be considering it. You know, these are great things to consider, just about how it's so much more than just teaching dance.
Mm-hmm. It really, really is. And I think children are all different. When I came, I was like super, super shy. So I needed someone who was a bit softer, and not soft, but just, I think smiley is the word maybe. If I had a teacher who was like very stern, that would have sent me the other way. And I would have been like, I don't want to go. And I remember I obviously used to assist you on Saturdays, and children are all different. You have to kind of go at it with a different approach, and not everything necessarily works for everyone. I feel like even when it comes to us as older children, when you give us corrections, what you say to me may not necessarily resonate with someone else. And I think that's what you did really well. You each week, I remember you'd come in and you'd have a sort of different way of explaining something, and it would always click with someone different, and you're always so excited. You was like, right, I found this, and I think, what am I gonna do? And you would like explain, I don't know, a certain move in a different way, and it would click. And I think that's what was so great. You didn't just think, right, this is how I'm going to teach it and that's it, you know, because that's not going to work for everyone.
I'm glad you feel that way. But you touched there on becoming an assistant, and assistant teacher programs is a big part of our environment, and I really recommend it for schools because it's got so many benefits. But you were obviously my assistant for a long time. And from your point of view, like, what did you enjoy about it? Like, what, how did it, you know, help you in your journey?
So my favorite thing, I think, was when you say something to a child, it maybe doesn't stick, and you find, like you said, I think I must have learned this from you, but you say it in a different way. I'd always think, like, what's a different way? Because she's not getting it yet, but maybe I'll try something else next week. And then finally you just see it click and the correction has just changed, and I'm like, oh my god, yes. I think that was like, it's rewarding to see that, and to see, oh my god, I've actually taught someone something and it stuck with them. But I think it really helped in even the way I dance, because I feel like I really listened to you teach and I watched you teach. It's really weird. Like, I feel like I teach like you because I've watched you teach, if that makes any sense. But it made me think of things differently. I feel like teaching someone and dancing is so different. And I think when you teach and you dance, it just changes your thought process. It's weird because I would kind of apply it to myself. I learned a lot from teaching. I think it's great to combine the two. I would definitely recommend it.
I feel like as soon as you started assisting those classes on the Saturday, then those children were just in awe of the big girl. And so then it's up, doesn't it? You know, and you do see that, because I would, you know, I could demonstrate something quite easily for a primary to do, but I just make you do it because it was you. And the point was that the kids love the big kids. And as much as you learn so much out of it, and like you just touched on, you know, it improved you as a dancer. And I agree with you. I think it really did.
Yeah.
But also, I just feel like, you know, the standard of your school generally goes up when you've got the bigger girls helping the smaller ones, because, you know, they're just much more inspiring than the teachers.
No. Yeah.
They're the ones that you are the ones they see in the shows, in the competitions, yeah. Like you mentioned, and they, you know, that you're their heroes, you're the ones that they want to be like when they get older, because us teachers are a bit past it by then. But you know, so they're inspired, and that is going to continue to build that bond between the younger generation and the older generation within the school, but also builds the standard, and it really does have an impact. So that's another, not to mention then you've got a whole bunch of helpers when it comes to show week.
Oh yeah.
And backstage suddenly you've got all of these people that can hold the little ones' hands and they know them, so they're not scared of the kids. You know, everything's,
They feel comfortable, definitely. Yeah. They feel so much more comfortable. And it's so funny, actually, because they treat you like a little celebrity. Like, you walk through the corridor, they're like, hi, Miss Natasha. Hi, Miss... It's so funny. Like, they're so sweet.
And I think we've touched on quite a lot of this, but I just want to say about, you know, let's focus a minute on students that don't want to go into the industry. So they're coming along week by week. What do you think, now you're older and you can look back, what do you think kept those students coming? Because, you know, those students were there because they wanted to be there. They weren't there because they were training to go in, you know, they needed to get into college, they needed to get to any certain level. But do you think that perhaps having something, you know, a regular goal to look forward to, like exams, competition shows, whatever, do you feel like that maybe, I mean, I feel like maybe that has something to do with it. What's your opinion?
I was actually going to say, I feel like you, I don't know how you got it so perfect, but you got such a great balance, because in my, when I was there anyway, like, there wasn't loads of people that wanted to go into it professionally. So my advanced class, for example, there were, most of the class didn't want to. I think there was about three of us that were like, yeah, we want to be professional dancers. But that's what's crazy, the fact that the rest still came back. And I think, number one, it's definitely the environment that you created. As much as you would push us to work hard, you wouldn't let people slack, but it was so fun. It wasn't like, right, come on, we're doing turns, we're doing this, we're doing that. I think that really helped. And I also think 100% having 6 months exam, 6 months show, or however, it's not obviously literally 6 months, but half the year exams, half the year show, really works. Once you get to like, oh my god, it's almost exams, like you're really over the exam work and you're ready, and I think then it's great because you get to, now you're learning dances and you're doing this and you're thinking about costumes and it's exciting again. Then you have summer, then you come back and you're like, right, I'm ready. It's because because you just had summer, you're like, right, I'm ready to work hard, I want to nail this, get that, and then you're working towards your exam. And I like think that is such an important thing because it keeps the interest up. I think when you did things like you know, like the musical theatre program over summer, that really, really helps, because that's another like exciting thing to look forward to. Obviously it's extra if you want to do it, you don't have to do it, but a lot of kids love doing musical theatre, they love singing, they love acting, and it was a fun 2 weeks. So I think putting on extra little things is really, really great. Not too many, because then it just becomes the norm.
I mean, obviously everyone runs their school differently, and you've got to find you know, what works for you. But regardless of whether it's an exam, a show, a competition, whatever, just generally on the whole, having something to work towards and regularly keeps things interesting. And I think personally that's what keeps the kids coming.
It's nice that, like, you get so excited to do a show, or, you know, to show your parents, like even when we have watching week before Christmas, like it makes you, I don't know, it's exciting. And I think it's just something new to refresh it. Otherwise it can just get very, if you're just going to dance every week and there's nothing at the end of it, it can just get very monotonous.
The last question that I want to ask you today, from a student's point of view, what do you think makes a good dance school principal a leader?
I would say definitely someone who gives you things to work on, but in a positive way. Someone that makes you want to work harder and doesn't make you feel defeated. And we really looked up to you because you were great. Like, you're going to get really, you're going to be like, we were in awe of you as much as you're going to be like, oh. Like, we were. And I think you, just as a person, you were a role model to us. Like, in terms of everything, in terms of, like, even if we were just sitting there having a conversation with you, people looked up to you. Like, you're the face of the school, if that makes sense. So as much as kids look up to, I don't know, the older students, they also really look up to you because you're like, oh my god, like, that's Miss Laura, like, she, you know, kids would be like that. So I think the way you carry yourself and present yourself, because everyone's feeding off of that and people are looking up to that, and people not copy you, but that's what they aspire to be like. So I think it's really important the way you carry yourself, even not necessarily even just in lessons, but when you're in the corridor and you're talking to someone and you're doing this and you're doing that, it's really important. Not that you have to put on a show all the time, but just to be like
authentic.
Yes, authentic. That's it, 100%. And I think, yeah, it just made it, you are your dance school, if that makes sense. And because that, I think that's like the biggest thing. So ours was such a great experience because you made it a great experience for us. It was positive. It was, you always made it so positive. I never felt left out. I never felt down. I never felt like, if there was ever a problem, you would sort it. If people made a complaint, you would sort it. But obviously that rarely happens. But, you know, you just promoted positivity and there weren't people leaving out people and being, you know, bitchy and being mean. And you don't allow that. And I think it's what you tolerate in your lessons and, you know, what you put out to people that is the most important thing. Because ultimately you want people to stay at your dance school and enjoy being there. It shouldn't be a chore, should it? Yeah. So,
and I think what you've just said is another thing that I say a lot in the group, and I love the way you put it. I know, you know, it's always difficult listening to a student saying lovely things about you, because and I appreciate everything you're saying, and it's sometimes, you know, it's a little bit difficult to
you don't like hearing it, I know.
But I do appreciate it, and thank you. But what you're saying, you know, forget about me now, what you're saying is that you are your dance school, and therefore, you know, you are your brand. And what I think is really important is that when people are worrying about, you know, oh, there's loads of dance schools already and I'm starting up and there's already, you know, two up the road, what I keep trying to remind people, and the fact that you've just said that really seals it off nicely, is that no two dance schools are the same, because, you know, you are the person running your school. You're going to create a different vibe, a different environment. You're going to do things differently because it's all going to be the way you do things. And that's great for some people and it's going to be not so great for others, but there's so many people to go around that shouldn't be something that they worry about.
No, because this is the thing. I remember it took me so long to find a dance school because obviously my mum wanted me to go to one that fit me. I remember I tried a few. I didn't try, but like I went for a day and I was like, no, no, no. And then I got to Gillam and I was like, yes. So I think that's that, you can't be put off by the fact that there's loads, because everyone has different approaches. Some schools are a lot stricter. Some people, and it depends on the student coming, whether they just want to do it for fun, whether they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I think I might want to go into this. So I think there's so much room because everyone is totally different, and everyone runs their schools differently. And one more thing I was going to say that I think really, really helped with you was that, as much as it was a brilliant environment for people that don't want to dance, because obviously there's always loads of people that don't want to dance professionally, but I think you were always looking out for the people that did and providing opportunities for the people that did. And I think that really helped. So when you did little masterclasses and you got, I remember like you got Cisco Gomez in one day and you got this and you got that, I think that provides a lot of extra help for the students that do really want to go into it. And you were always thinking about, what can I do now to help you guys? And the industry changes. I think that's another thing. You've got to be very adaptable, because back when I was 10, like, it wasn't all about these turns and leaps and kicks. Like, that wasn't a thing. But obviously, as things change, I think you need to, it's important to not be set in your ways and be like, right, this is how I'm going to run it, and da, 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 da. I think it's important to be open, do your research, see what's new, and adapt your school to that, because obviously, especially for the kids that are choosing to go into it professionally, that's going to give them the best start possible, rather than them being stuck in back in the day doing the old choreo. Or for example, even if you needed to get a certain new teacher in for this, or, you know, because you don't feel like you know enough about something, I think that's such an important thing. And I think that's what you provided for us, which kept it current. I think that's really important.
Oh, that's a great way to end today, I think. Keeping it current.
Keep it current.
I like that a lot. Well, Tash, I've absolutely loved chatting to you today. Thank you.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, and good luck with the show. We can't announce it yet, but I'm sure it won't be long before it's announced.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Yes, see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast. I hope you found that useful and took away some valuable information. If you're enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you could like and subscribe. And if you're listening on iTunes, perhaps even leave me a little review or share it with someone else who you think it may benefit. If you're just starting out or in the first 2 years of your dance school business, follow the link in the show notes to join us at the Facebook group.